في ملكه ما يشاء.
28 minutes after 5 Central African time. It's a beautiful Mubarak Friday morning, the 24th of Ramadan, 1442. I want to welcome the listeners of Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, let's welcome our beloved senior Ustad early this morning. Ustad, welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, today the day of Jumu'ah Friday, the last Friday of this Ramadan 1442-2021. And inshallah, we with the help and grace and mercy of Almighty Allah focus on Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, the chapter on Joseph, peace be upon him, verses 89 and 90. We all are aware that the first time the brothers went from Palestine to Egypt, there were 10 of them. Binyamin, Benjamin stayed with his father, and he was the second most beloved. The second time they went, 11 brothers went, and that was with Benjamin, Binyamin. And now the third time they went, there were 9 brothers, and they went with their currency and merchandise that was actually like expired and something very, very poor in quality. No businessman, no corporate would really accept it. And they came there pleading, begging to the minister. And this minister was Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Joseph, peace be upon him. But they were not yet aware of that. And we see they are pleading, begging, and saying, Bibida'atim mushjatin fa'ofilan al-kayla wa tasaddaq alayna. We have come here with such merchandise that is expired, that is of a very inferior quality. We beg you, give us full measurement, full quota and ration, and give us charity. This is Inqilab Zamana. How things change. Yesterday they were in their pomp and glory. They took Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, dumped him in the well, sold him as a slave, and then he landed up in jail. So many vicissitudes, so many trials and tests. He, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, looks at them. After all, it is his brothers, albeit half brothers, but he addresses them. Chapter 12, verse 89. Call he, Joseph Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, says, Hal alimtum ma fa'altum bi Yusuf wa akhi? Do you know what you did and how you treated Joseph Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam and his brother Benjamin bin Yamin? Is antum jahilun? When you were ignorant? Now when they look, and they look properly, now they realize that they are in the court, in the chamber of Joseph, and the minister of finance, the minister of agriculture, the minister of so many portfolios. Now they are at his mercy. So they ask, just to make 100% sure, قَالُوا أَإِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ يُوسُفْ أَيُّ رِيَلِّي نَبِي يُوسُفْ. The one we dumped in the well, the one we sold as a slave, and you right on top, and we are here, zaleel, disgrace, humiliated. That is the thoughts that went through their mind. all he says, Ana Yusuf, yes, I am the same Yusuf, your brother. Wa akhi, and wa hada akhi, Ana Yusuf wa hada akhi. And this is my brother Binyamin, because we share the same parents. We, the two, were the most favorite to the father, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, Jacob, peace be upon him. قَدَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. Indeed, it is the bounty, the favor of Almighty Allah upon us. This is the difference between the Ahl-e Haq and Ahl-e Batil. When Almighty Allah flush showers and Almighty Allah confers His bounties ever recurring upon us, then the people of faith, the people who place their trust in Almighty Allah, will say, like Solomon, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam said, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي, that this is the grace, the benevolence of my sustainer, nourisher, provider. And the people of falsehood, what will they say? Like Qarun, the multi-millionaire, multi-billionaire, multi-trillionaire. إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. This is my degree, it is my effort, it is my knowledge. I studied the market, my expertise. When people do that, then remember that is the path of destruction and ruin. So all that, now Allah brought the world at His feet. So He says, قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. Indeed, it is the favor, the bounty which Almighty Allah has showered upon us. Upon me, my brother, and my father, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, who is crying and is gone blind already, because every day he's making Yusuf, my beloved Yusuf. What is the law by Almighty Allah? إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ, that verily whosoever has taqwa, one is the faith and the conviction, but then to practice on that faith, we must inculcate taqwa, to abstain from kufr and shirk, blasphemy, polytheism, hypocrisy, and to carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts. وَيَصْبِرْ, and to exercise patience, to exercise endurance. Patience in Islam is three types. One, patience is to continue with the good deeds, not only in Ramadan, but throughout the whole year. One, patience is to abstain and refrain from the vices and sins. Now that craving is there for the last weekend, let me do this, let me do that. Maybe I can just go check my girlfriend, Allah forbid. Maybe I can just go check the boyfriend just before Eid. Let's sort out everything. Where are we going to meet? So all this craving will come. But remember, when we have true iman, that is the test. If we practice on that, then we are following the path of shaitan and Satan and Lucifer, and we suppress our desires, then we are practicing on the path of Rahman, of Almighty Allah, and then the special mercy of Almighty Allah envelopes that person. So to continue with the righteous deeds, to abstain from the vices and sins. And the third type of patience will be, if and when Allah forbid a calamity, a catastrophe befalls a person or a nation, then they complain to Almighty Allah, not to human beings and creation, like Jacob, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam did. Innama ashku bathi wa husni ilallah, I complain to you, Ya Allah, when he was blind. Almighty Allah gave me and you. How many countries, how many organizations today are plotting, planning, scheming against Islam and the Muslims? They have special think tanks. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, wa in tasbiru wa tattaqu, that if you exercise patience and you have taqwa and true piety, la yadurrukum kaytuhum shay'a, then all their plotting and planning will not harm you. So imagine, Almighty Allah is teaching us all this, but this ummah, me and you, remember today we have gone so far, far away from the track, and therefore we are so humiliated today as a ummah. So listen to the story of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam in the narrative. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيءُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, verily Allah will never let it go to waste. The reward of of those people who fulfilled their duty with beauty. Now the 12 brothers are all together, and now they know one another's identity. Now what will happen, inshallah, tomorrow? Few announcements before the Q&A. Today is the last Jumu'ah, and you will see messages going viral and so forth, that if you read this Salat, then all your sins are forgiven and so forth. And the heading is Kafara to Dhunub. That is an expiation and an atonement, and it will remove all your vices. All that are fabrications and lies. Don't forward it. It's not authentic. It's just lies and fabrication. Number two, the khutbah today and sermon today will be delivered by Sheikh Saud Shuraib. So inshallah, at around 11:20, we will link up with Makkah Mukarrama, and then the Salat, and then translation and dua, inshallah. Then third one, tonight is an odd night. We must remember Friday night. So don't kill time and waste time. We don't know when we will see Ramadan again and all these odd nights. Saudi Arabia have already announced that Thursday is Eid. They will have 30 fasts. We will scan the skies on Wednesday night, inshallah. And then we will see what our moon Sami say, that if the moon is sighted, crescent sighted, then Thursday will be Eid al-Fitr. Not sighted, then Friday will be Eid al-Fitr. So ask Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala for khair and afiyah, whatever is goodness for us and the Ummah Muslimah. We say, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta sami'ul alim. Oh, beloved Allah, accept from us this broken, humble effort. Verily, O Allah, you are the one that is all-hearing and all-knowing. May Almighty Allah give us tawfiq. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ustaz, can you read extra tasbihs like Allahumma ghfirli or any Arabic dua in the sunnat and tarawih salah of sajda and ruku, Ustaz?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم مصطفى حبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم taught us authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, the authentic saying of the Master Prophet Muhammad رحمة للعالمين صلى الله عليه وسلم أقرب ما يكون العبد من ربي وهو ساجد فأكثروا فيه الدعاء. The nearest the servant and the slave comes to Almighty Allah عز وجل is when that slave and servant is in sajda and prostration and in the position, posture of prostration, so abundantly beg Almighty Allah. MashaAllah, your Imam is performing proper Taraweeh, not Ferrari. So you read Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, and still the Imam is in Sajda, and he's still there in that posture where he's prostrating, and then you read Rabbana, Zalamna, Anfusana, Wa illam taghfirlana, Wa tarhamna, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Or you say رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي رَبِّ رَحَمْنِي, whatever. So all that permissible, whether it's Taraweeh Salat, whether it's Sunnah Salat. In Ruku, the Sunnat Masnoon Dua, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّ الْعَظِيمِ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّ الْعَظِيمِ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّ الْعَظِيمِ, and thereafter سُبُّوحٌ قُدُّوسٌ رَبُّ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْرُوحِ. So read that dua mentioned, remember, in Mishkat Sharif Mustad Ahmed. Every sunnah and every practice of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we implement. Fattabi'uni, follow me immaculately. The Prophet Muhammad Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yuhbibukumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and your sins will be forgiven. So all that permissible, acceptable, no problem.
Ustaz, can I play TV games while fasting to bypass my time? I am 12 years old. Rashid, Ustaz.
أَلَيْسَ مِنْكُمْ رَجُلُ الرَّشِيدِ. Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam asked his people who belong to the gay community, what is wrong with you? Is there no intelligent person amongst you? Rashid. أَلَيْسَ مِنْكُمْ رَجُلُ الرَّشِيدِ. So my young Rashid, why you want to waste time and kill time? Use the time. See, I give you 3 lessons, my young brother Rashid. Now this is what you're going to do. Right? Say inshallah. Now, brother Rashid, we go first to Quran Sharif. And this surah, you know, Wala Asri. Almighty Allah takes an oath on time. to show us you must value time. Time is one of the greatest teachers of humanity. So number one, time is like the container. We can pour zamzam water, or people can pour alcohol inside. Haram activities, Allah forbid. Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ni'matan, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, ni'matan maghbunun fihima kathirun minan nas. Majority of the people, they squander these two bounties and favors which all might Allah conferred upon them. As-sihhatu wal-faragh. One is your good health which Allah has blessed you with, and one is the leisure time, free time. So how people kill time and waste time. So remember, don't do that, Rashid. And third one, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, faqihu hadhil ummah, one of the great jurors and muftis of this ummah, when the sun used to go down, S-U-N, and about to set, his face used to become somber. His students would ask, O Ustad, O Sheikh, why this? Listen to the words, Rashid. Listen to the words, brothers, sisters. He said, Naqasa fihi ajali. My lifespan is getting shorter and shorter and decreasing. Walam yazid fihi amali. And my good deeds and righteous actions are not increasing. My lifespan is decreasing, and my good deeds are not increasing. So we must think like that. So take all the TV games, everything, and throw them away now. Say that I don't like you, you big shaitan, you're wasting my time. Now what I'm going to do, my name is Rashid, and I'm to practice on what Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam said, Alaysa minkum rajulu Rashid, is there no intelligent person? Say, I'm intelligent. I'm to make my ism musamma, I'm to make my name a reality. So I'm to start today, I'm to learn Surah Yasin by heart, I'm to learn Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi by heart, and memorize it. I'm going to memorize Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. I'm going to memorize Surah Dukhan. So you got these four surahs, my beta, my son Rashid, 12 years old. Learn these four surahs, Surah Yasin, Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Dukhan, chapter 44, and read it. Allah will bless you with a powerful retentive memory. You become Hafizul Quran, Hafizul Hadith, Hafizul Fiqh. Insha'Allah, Allah will make you great Hafiz of Quran Sharif. You will learn hundreds and thousands of hadith, inshallah, and you will learn the Masail and Fatawa. That is what you do, my brother Rashid. What are you wasting time with these things here?
I see Clyde says that, AK, how come I feel life is going and moving so fast? I mean, look at your fasting. It's already finished so quick. I'm afraid of death, that one day I'm going to return to God. Life is moving so fast. Clyde, Ustad.
We endorse your sentiments. The Prophet Muhammad, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Yataqarabu zaman, that as time progresses, then remember it will go faster and faster. The years will go like months, the months will go like weeks, the weeks will go like days, days will go like hours and minutes. We are living in that time, my brother Clyde. So what you are saying is what we believe in. Number two, you have that natural fear for death. That is what our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha said, hadith in Tirmidhi. Listen to it, my brother Clyde. Now the messenger, Prophet Muhammad Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man ahabba liqa Allah, who loves meeting Almighty Allah, ahabba Allah liqa'ahu, Allah also loves meeting him. Wa man kariha liqa Allah, kariha Allah liqa'ahu, who is averse, he hates and detests meeting Almighty Allah because of his deeds and actions and so forth, so disbelief, blasphemy, polytheism. Wa man kariha liqa Allah, so Almighty Allah also hates and detests meeting him. Our mother Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, the honorable wife of the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the honorable wives are our mothers. Wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum. Quran Kareem mentions that. So she said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O messenger, peace be upon you. But we all have that natural fear for death. So what do you mean by this? Please expound and explain and elaborate. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger said, when the true Muslim, the true believer hears about the mercy of Allah, then he has that increase and his iman, his faith increases. Ya Allah, I want to meet you, Ya Allah. You are so merciful, you are the most merciful one to show mercy, and through your mercy you will enter me into paradise. And when the non-Muslim, when the person who does not have Iman, Islam, he hears about the punishment, he hears about the chastisement, then his aversion and his hatred to meet Almighty Allah increases. So my brother Clyde, the ball is in your court. You have to make the right call. You have to make the right choice. You see, you love soccer, you love cricket, you love rugby. So if that person scores the goal after the referee blow the final whistle, he goes there and scores goals. What it means? Nothing. So this is the life Almighty gave us. We do not know 30, 50, 70, 75, 100 years. But now we have to make the choice. The greatest Shaykhul Hadith, the greatest person student in this ummah of the master of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, my brother Clyde, it's his last moments. And what does he cry? He begs, he petitions Allah. And what does he say? Allahumma inni uhibbuk, Allahumma inni uhibbu liqaak. Ya Allah, I love to meet you. Fa ahibba liqai. Oh Allah, I beg you, you also love to meet me. So that is the true Muslim, that he looks forward. We saw makhluk, we saw creation, we saw countries, we saw continents and cities. Now we want to meet our beloved Creator. So that is the true Muslim, my brother Clyde. The ball still in your court. It is your call. You are to become Muslim. From the bottom of your heart, you tell us, we make you Muslim like the nuns, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody says here, Mufti Saab, some of us Muslims have a problem after Ramadan. We go back to our old habits, disappointing said. Ustad, what did we learn?
Remember, this is the criteria. The person who posed that question, Allah Jalla Wala reward you, my brother, my sister. This is the criteria. Al-hasana tu ba'd al-hasana. You continue with the good deeds. That is a sign of acceptance, and that is called istiqamat, steadfastness. As-sayya ba'd al-hasana. And to go back to the vices, to the evil, devilish activities, already now we're plotting and planning and scheming. When I'm to meet my wife, my girlfriend, where are you going to meet the sugar daddy and the boyfriend on Eid day and so forth? So that is a sayya ba'd al-hasana. So that is a sign of rejection. All this is mentioned in a noble Quran. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah thumma istaqamu. When people are steadfast, then remember the angels will come to you and they will give you the glad tidings in this world before you die and say, Allah ta'ala, they will tell you, don't worry. No worry, no sorry. You are going to be the guest of Allah. You're going to paradise. We are crying, but he or she is smiling because now they already received the great good news of entering Jannah and paradise. Read Surah chapter 41 and verses 30, 31, 32. So that is what we need to do. And the people who go back to their vices, remember, for them is rejection. And that also is mentioned in the Quran, chapter number 47, and that is Surah Muhammad, named after the Master alayhi salatu salam. Zalika bi annahum ittaba'u ma askatallaha wa karihu ridwanahu fa ahbata a'malahum. So all their good deeds they did, they get wiped out and erased because they went back to their vices. Chapter 47 and verse number 28. So therefore, and if you go to Iraq, where Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah, is buried. So we went there with the mercy grace of Allah, hadha min fadli Rabbi, all four Imams, mashallah, and Imam Abu Hanifa also in Iraq, and we find Imam Shafi'i there, you must remember, in Cairo, and Imam Malik in Medina Munawwara. So he, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, next to him, is Bishr Hafi, the sage of the age, the great Waliullah from the Awliyaullah. He used to say, O Ummah, bi'is al-qawm, la ya'arifoon Allah illa fi Ramadan. Horrible, terrible indeed are those people who only recognize and worship Allah during Ramadan, and then their program. The next 11 months, they're following their worms, fancies, and shaitan. May Allah protect us all.
Krish says that were Joseph's brothers not ashamed what they did to him? I'm shocked. Their own blood, they did that too. When Joseph told them, I'm Joseph, AK, what was their reaction? Shoot, it's so sad. Krish, Ustad.
Tomorrow, suspense, my brother. That is, you wait for tomorrow, what was their response? You see, my brother Krish, good question. Allah guide you, bless you, my brother Krish.
Ameen.
Now we're going to take you to paradise. So what happens in paradise? So there you must remember the masterpiece is there. Nabi Adam, alayhi salam, Adam and Eve. We say Adam and Hawa. So you say Adam and Eve, it's fine, no problem. Peace be upon Nabi Adam and so forth. Right. Now, he's the masterpiece. And Azazel, Lucifer, Shaitan, Iblis is there, the Satan, Satan. So, he was the, blue-eyed boy, because he had all so much knowledge and so forth. But when the masterpiece was created, now jealousy got hold of him. And he said that, why are now he's better than me? And Almighty Allah commanded, remember, all of them, all the angels, and him, Lucifer, Iblis, Satan, Shaitan, you make sajda and prostrate to him, meaning to Nabi Adam alayhi salam, to Adam. All the angels prostrated simultaneously. He refused. He defied the command of Almighty Allah. When he was asked, Almighty Allah's knowledge, all-embracing, all-encompassing, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَلَّا تَسْجُدَ إِذَا مَرْتُكَ, why you don't make sajda and prostrate when I commanded you? His answer, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّن, based on pride, based on jealousy, I'm better than you and superior than you, O Adam, خَلَقَتَنِي مِن نَارِ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن تِين, you created me from fire, the flame goes upwards, you created him from dust and sand and clay that remains on the ground. So why should I, the one who's superior, then commit the crime, in his mind, that is of performing sajda? No, I defy the pride. So jealousy and pride became the reason for the expulsion of Satan, Lucifer, from paradise. Never will he see it again. That's in the skies, in the heavens, in Jannah and paradise. Then we come to the land and sand, my brother Krish. And what do we see? Adam and Eve have sons. And what are they? Habil and Qabil. You know Cain and Abel? You learnt in school. So Almighty Allah speaks of that in detail. So the first one I told you must remember, is in Surah A'raf, chapter number 7. Just see the starting and the first 10, 15, 20 verses. You will find the whole story there. And then remember about Cain and Abel and Habil and Qabil. So there was a sacrifice, and Qabil, so his sacrifice was not accepted, and Habil was accepted. So based on jealousy and pride, what he told his brother, chapter number 5, verses 27, 28, 29, 30, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to murder you, la'aqtulannak, that. And for real, he murdered him. We even went to the place, Jabal Qasiyun, there in Syria, in Damascus, where he carried out this heinous act of murder. So the first crime committed, my brother Krish, there in paradise, was jealousy and pride. The first crime committed, yea, on this earth, was this crime of murder, based on jealousy and pride. You, my brother Krish, I don't know you. We just presume. You have brothers. You are a partner in a partnership business, big corporate. So how come this professional jealousy and all this? So because of the pride and because of the jealousy, then the whole company, the whole family disintegrates. You see the politics in South Africa and the world, same thing. The pride, the arrogance, the jealousy, the dishonesty, and then everybody, everything starts imploding because of these two. So remove that jealousy, remove that pride, and then we'll be united on haq, on truth. Otherwise, defiance, jealousy leads everybody who are involved in that towards batil and falsehood. Same thing happened to the brothers of Yusuf. What will happen to them tomorrow, inshallah?
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Ustaz, one more question, as you don't have much time. The brother says, good morning, sir. I dedicated all my life to Islam, doing everything the Muslims did except by praying with them 5 times a day. However, during these 5 daily prayers, I used to stand guard as security at the mosques looking after people's cars. Sir, I have stage 4 cancer and all my organs are beginning to collapse. Sir, is there any hope for me going to heaven? Lincoln Bernard, Ustad.
My brother Lincoln, why don't you tell me now? We make you Muslim now, my brother. Tomorrow might be too late. Today is the Mubarak, the blessed day, Friday, the best day of the week. You are in Ramadan, the best month of the year. Allah's special mercy is coming to you if you embrace Islam. Do it now, my brother. And then you won't be outside the mosque. You will be inside the mercy of Almighty Allah. So are you prepared from the bottom of your heart, my brother Leonard? So you have to make the decision. If you're going to die without Iman, without Islam, then remember there will be only everlasting doom and gloom. But if you say from the bottom of your heart, I want to become Muslim, we go to the procedure and then you will be take a bath, you go today for the Friday prayer and everything, and remember you start fasting, all that from tomorrow. So remember that will be the path of everlasting success and everlasting pleasure. That is your choice. You tell us quickly what you want to do, my brother.
He say he will read what you, Ustad. Lincoln says, tell me what to read, I will recite. Ustad, brother Lincoln Bernard.
Lincoln Bernard, now you read with me. Read with me. Ashhadu. Ashhadu. Allah. Ilaha. Illallahu. Wa ashhadu. Anna. Muhammadan. Abduhu. Wa rasuluh. So I will translate it once fast, and then you repeat it, and we'll go slowly. I repeat the Arabic and English. This you don't repeat, you just listen carefully. I bear witness that truly there's none worthy of worship except Almighty Allah. Ashhadu Allah ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdu wa rasulu. And I also bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the servant, the slave, and the final messenger of Almighty Allah. Now you repeat with me. You Bernadette, you repeat the words now. I bear witness. I bear witness that truly there's none worthy of worship except Almighty Allah. And I also bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was, is, will always be the final prophet and messenger of Almighty Allah. So you were outside the mosque, now you're inside the mercy. You know where the mosque are. Take a nice bath, everything, and remember you go for your prayers, and remember you take a, you change your name also, whichever Muslim name you like, you tell them this is my name. Tomorrow you inform us. If you chose a name already, you can tell us now. So we make dua for our brother. Allah Jalla Wala keep him steadfast. His sickness is going through. Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu fahihi wa in kanatil wafatu khayran lahu fatawaffahu. Ya Allah, if life is better for him, give him life, and if death is better, give him death. We pray for you, my brother. Allah Jalla Wala keep me, you, all of us steadfast on Deenul Islam. You chose a wonderful occasion, the day of Friday, the last Friday of Ramadan, and Allah Ta'ala Allah's mercy envelope you and all of us. Jazakallah khair.